From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Majapinto. Utahns should expect to see a spread of coronavirus here, according to the state's epidemiologist. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports state leaders have assembled a task force to prepare.
There are no known cases of coronavirus here right now, but as they begin to appear in Utah, says Angela Dunn, the state epidemiologist, residents should be prepared for disruptions to their daily lives.
Potentially school closures. Not going to church on the weekends. Those sorts of mass gathering limitations could become an essential part of our public health response.
State leaders are emphasizing that people should not panic, but they should take preventative measures like washing their hands regularly and creating a plan with their families and businesses in case they have to be quarantined. Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox is heading up the newly created Utah Coronavirus Task Force, which includes representatives ranging from the business sector to religious communities.
We will be your trusted source. I know there's lots of information out there. We encourage you to use trusted sources. Don't believe everything you read on Facebook or Twitter.
Dunn says reaching out to vulnerable communities like the homeless, elderly, and immigrant populations is the health department's top priority right now. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
It's Election Day. Utah is one of 14 states voting in Super Tuesday. Polls opened at 7. The mailing and postmark deadline for ballots was yesterday, but voters have a few choices today. Drop the ballot at an official drop box, walk it into a voting center, or cast a vote in person with valid identification. Around Salt Lake County, there are 20 drop boxes and nearly three dozen voting centers. They range from the county government center to city halls, churches, libraries, and senior centers. Ballots must be dropped or cast by 8 o'clock tonight. Other options include casting a provisional ballot or change party affiliation at a voting center. You can do that today. Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall says the more than 100,000 attendees of next month's Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints General Conference will get free public transit passes, a first for the city. The announcement came during her first State of the City address last night, and she hinted that more partnerships like that may be coming.
This is about air quality, but it's also about our economy, and it's about quality of life. We are growing in every way as a city, and great cities around the world grow public transportation while they grow a population.
Mendenhall also announced upcoming initiatives aimed at building affordable housing and increasing diversity in city staff. Republican Representative Brad Daw says he won't run a bill this legislative session banning transgender hormone therapy and surgery for minors. KUER's Sonia Hudson also filed this report and says he's running a bill to study hormone therapy instead.
The replacement bill directs the health department to commission a review of scientific research on the side effects of puberty-blocking drugs. Daw says other lawmakers had told him they needed more clarity on the side effects before they would support a bill banning the drugs. He also says parents told him their kids need those drugs to treat gender dysphoria and avoid serious mental health issues.
If they look at what the potential side effects are and what they're potentially buying into, they may decide, you know what, I can wait. It's giving them information to make a better decision.
But Troy Williams with Equality Utah says the science is already clear, and he's worried about what would happen in a hearing for the bill.
No transgender youth who's struggling with their care needs to hear a bunch of bunk and transphobic rhetoric spewed at the Utah State Capitol.
Daw says right now he has no plans to introduce a bill to ban hormone therapy or surgery. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
Methamphetamine addiction is dire in indigenous communities across the region. The Northern Arapaho tribe in central Wyoming is the latest to take action in the Mountain West. Savannah Marr reports.
The tribe's business council declared a state of emergency, saying meth use and distribution have reached crisis levels on the Wind River Reservation. Attorney Mark Claussen is with the U.S. Department of Justice. He applauded the move in a recent statement.
My office is committed to doing our part and working with the tribes to improve our collective efforts to combat drug crime, particularly with methamphetamine.
Wind River is far from the only reservation in our region facing this problem. Last November, tribal leaders in Montana asked for federal funds for increased law enforcement on the Crow Nation, citing an epidemic of meth addiction. Meanwhile, on Montana's Fort Peck Reservation, two homeless shelters were shut down this winter due to meth contamination. The Northern Arapaho Emergency Declaration directs all tribal employees to make combating meth use a top priority and launches a solutions task force. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Savannah Marr.
And I'm Diane Majapinto, KUER News.